Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
So when it comes to SEO and ranking your website on Google, should you pick a niche? Should you niche down? Will it help your traffic? Will you be more successful with search engine optimization when it comes to ranking your content? Or is it okay to write about everything in general? Well, that's exactly what I'm going to teach you. And it's seriously important to understand this because it could affect the success of your website. And I've seen a lot of websites fail when it comes to niching down. So I'm not going to beat around the bush. Quite honestly, the answer is when it comes to niching down, should you do it or not? The answer is yes, 100%, because this will make life much easier for you, for your business, and for ranking on Google. Niching down is very important because it helps you understand your audience better, helps you monetize your content better. And when it comes to crafting messages for your business, if you don't have a niche, you're not really talking to anyone specific, which makes making money for your business much harder. So it's seriously important, and not just for your audience, but also in the eyes of Google, okay? Google wants to rank authoritative, credible websites with relevant content on their site. They want to look for people that have trust, that have credibility, that actually provides the right information. And therefore, if you don't specifically target one particular niche, then you're not an expert. And therefore, if you're not an expert, your content isn't very credible. It doesn't provide authority. And chances are, you don't really understand the content that you're talking about. So if you niche down instead, then Google sees, right, your website has talked about this niche, you've produced 100 pages about this particular topic, and therefore you have a very authoritative site that signals trust. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Not just signaling trust to Google, but also to your customers too. If you are kind of like a jack of all trades and you talk about everything, then you don't really understand anything. And if you talk about everything, then you're not speaking to anyone specific, which means that your content is going to be less engaging. It means that Google won't trust your content as much. And the quality of your site is going to drop simply because you don't have a deep, comprehensive understanding of your topic, unlike the people who have niched down and really researched and spent a lot of time nailing and targeting one specific topic or sub niche. Like, for example, if you talk about Bitcoin one day and then you talk about pets the next, your website is going to look very random. It doesn't really make sense. There's no consistency. And therefore, if there's no consistency, it's very hard to rank your website on Google. You can't just go after general terms. There was a time when you could do that as a small site, but these days it's becoming more and more difficult. And long term, if you're thinking over the next couple of years or the next 5 years to rank your website on Google, then it's much better to focus on niching down and becoming the expert in your industry and building a brand around that, rather than being very general and not really targeting anything specific and not building up any authority or trust in a particular topic. And not just that, but if you want to build an audience for your business, then it's really important to focus on targeting that audience and building recognition and authority and trust in that specific niche, rather than just writing about random topics, having no consistency, and, you know, just reaching out to new people all the time, but not building any trust or consistency with the people who've already seen your content. So if I just randomly came onto YouTube one day and then I posted a video about how to bake a croissant, that would be extremely random. And I'd probably lose a lot of trust and credibility in your eyes. You definitely wouldn't trust my cooking skills. So it's really important to just focus on one niche. Target that niche, build trust, build authority, not just in the eyes of Google, but in the eyes of your audience. And you'll make your life as a business much easier. Having said that, can you rank on Google without a niche? I would say it's 100% possible, but it's going to take you a lot more time, a lot more resources, and it's going to cost you a lot of money along the way. And the chances of you seeing a return on that investment are very slim too. For example, you can be a website like Forbes.com, and they're very general. They talk about almost everything, not really niche specific content, but they still get like millions of views every month to their website. So how do they do that? Well, they have a massive team of writers. They've spent years creating content. They've spent years building trust and authority as a brand. And therefore, the ROI on that is gradually seen. But if you tried to do that in 2021, you can imagine how many years that would take. You can imagine that you would have to build a massive team. And also, it would cost you a lot of money up front in terms of trying to produce literally thousands of articles to try and catch up with those general sites, which would make life much more difficult. And it doesn't really make sense as a business to do that, because you could wait 10 years to see a return on investment from a very general website and spend a lot of money trying to do that along the way. Or you could niche down, be very specific, create content about one particular sub-niche and build trust, authority, and credibility along the way in a fairly and relatively short period of time. You might be able to do that in like 6 months or 1 year. And once you've done that, all of a sudden, you've got a website that's selling products, that's selling services, because customers now trust you, because Google now trusts you to rank you in that niche. So you can see how powerful niching down is, not just for SEO, but for the success of your business. Now, a massive issue with not niching down is that if you haven't planned your niche, if you haven't targeted a specific topic on your website, then you also don't really know how you're going to monetize your content. Right? And the thing is, with your website, it should be like a funnel. It should be pointing, all roads should be pointing to one place, right? So for example, if you have a service you're selling, every single message on your website, every single piece of content, every single call to action on your site should be pointing to one particular action. And that may be to buy a service, maybe to buy a product, and maybe to sign up to an email list. But whatever you do on your website, you want to funnel your customers from the top of the pyramid, where people land on your site, all the way down to a specific point, which may be buying a product or buying a service. And that way, everything on your site is consistent and your website is kind of like a money-making machine that's designed to convert customers to one specific call to action. Now, if you compare that to creating a website that's just talking about everything, that doesn't really have the same call to action on every single page, it's going to look weird to the customer. It's going to be very difficult to convert the people that come to your site. And your website isn't really working like a machine. It's just kind of randomly dotted all over the place with random pieces of content about topics that don't really relate to each other. And therefore, your site is very messy. It's all over the place. It's not consistent. Plus, if you haven't planned your niche, then you haven't planned what sort of keywords you can go after. You don't know what your competition's like. You don't even know if you can monetize the content that you're creating. For example, if you don't target a specific niche, then you don't know if your audience is ready to buy info products. You don't know if your audience would convert on a particular affiliate product. It's going to be very difficult to research that information and monetize your content if you don't understand the niches on a deeper level. So overall, it's much better to pick a particular niche for your website, and not just for SEO, but also for appealing to your audience, for crafting marketing messages, for making sure that you can monetize your website efficiently, and for the overall success of your business. This could literally make or break your company. And as a website, you're building a brand. Now, it's very hard to build a brand if you don't niche down. So make sure you pick a specific niche. Make sure you really research it and understand it on a deeper level. And if you do that, you're gonna see much better rankings on Google. You're gonna see more leads, sales, and traffic come to your site. And it's gonna make your life much easier too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.